What up? This is JPEG Mafia.
Yeah.
And you're listening to 91. Wait, what is it? 91.5 WMFO. No, no.
Damn, Peggy. What?
Technically, that's supposed to be my job, JPEG Mafia, but honestly, I do love that station ID, like, so much. I love him going, wait, what is it again? We love JPEG Mafia on the show. Hello, this is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, and I had, like, a little bit of time to prepare, and I was gonna do something super cute while I log in and play this song that is the most, like, I'm currently logging into my computer to have fun song I've ever heard in my entire life, and it's, like, 2 minutes long. I was going to play that and log in and feel like super cinematic. And I mean, you guys wouldn't have felt that. You would have just been like, this song's kind of funky. But I got here early and I'm logged in already. So I'm still going to play it. But like, imagine you're hearing like, you know, and like, and I'm hacking the firewall and like updating my MySpace and stuff like that. Here is iloveyou.com or ILY.com. by Nitro Fun, an artist kind of coming back into the scene. I'm really excited for that. I shouldn't really say that. I feel like they've had a pretty consistent release schedule, but it's been like 2 songs a year and they just dropped like 6. So it feels very good to see them kind of getting back into it again. And it's very fun. I feel like their project has always been a huge emphasis on just having fun with electronic music and like leaning into the digital kind of video gamey nature of some of it. It's very, very fun. So let's get into it. I'm logging into my computer right now. I'm not. I need to do the other aux. Wait 1 second. I always forget this. Gosh darn it. Okay, hold up. I've only been doing it for like 7 years, guys. That's a long time. Holy. It's so cute. It's like such a bubbly little digital piece of work. I love it. It's off of the new EP Raveworks Volume 1. Hopefully that means we're getting multiple volumes. I feel like so many people are releasing pieces of content that they call Volume 1 and then they never release a Volume 2. Maybe I'm just impatient, but I feel like some of these have been like years and they've released like other projects also called like Volume 1. I'm like, we're spreading ourselves a little thin here, aren't we? Levity. Okay, sorry. No, I love them to death. And I just really want Escapism Volume 2 really bad because Escapism Volume 1 was really good. Okay, I'm going to keep it cute for a little bit here and play another kind of older name. Definitely still had a consistent release schedule, but I feel like an artist that was like very prominent in like my early trying to learn how to make music. Arc of my life, I suppose. This is Snail's House, and I feel like Snail's House has such a good grasp on balancing like ear candy and a lot of like poppy bubbly sounds with like the most simple like synthesis you've ever heard. It's like a lot of this song is just gonna be like low pass filtered sine waves, and that's it, and that's the whole lead, and it just, it sounds very simple but very clean, very tight, and it's always a very good kind of dancey euphoric vibe. I feel like it's very good like doing chores around the house music, kind of. It keeps you moving a little bit. Big fan of Snail's House, and this is the new release, Sunny. Let's get into it. Now I have to like awkwardly switch out of the cutesy stuff because I prepared the rest of the set for my currently silent guest, who is like a huge metal fan, like throws me into the pits and stuff. Okay, no, I go in willingly, but like very, very aggro, you know? And so obviously that's going to call for a little bit of a vibe switch here. But before I do that, I might have a segue, which would be crazy. I want to play more of the Pluko album, which is aptly named EDM. And before I do that, I want to play one of the songs from Colorblind, which is a Pluko album from 2019? Let me check. 2020. Yeah, okay. And this was an album that Harrison and I, during COVID, like, when we could still maintain the call, or I'm sorry, still maintain the show, but we had to pre-record it and then submit it to like a portal, and then they would play it online at our designated time. We like set up a call in like Discord or Zoom or something and like discussed this album in entirety, and then like edited our conversations down and played it with the each song in the album. It was like the first time we did a kind of like album analysis, I feel like, on the show. We've had like, I think, three or four together since, and I know I've done a lot of like micro ones going forward, but that was definitely like the most effort we put into it. And I think it was because like this album was so fantastic for its time. Like Pluco is a very, I feel like, silent force in the EDM sphere, like a lot of your favorite producer's favorite producer kind of thing, but doesn't really make a lot of like social media posts, or doesn't really make a lot of like, I'm playing this tour now, or I've just released this album or whatever. Like a ton of just like very quiet, I feel like, not necessarily a huge social media presence, at least as far as I'm aware. And that's been true for a majority of the project. And I think Colorblind especially was when it's Pluco's second album, sophomore album, and really see them kind of defining their leaning towards, I guess, like their the coin phrase that they made was beautiful computer music. And it's very much, I feel like, transitioned a little bit away from that. It's like super driven now, at least on EDM. It's still very pretty, I think, for a lot of it. And there's a lot of like emphasis on keeping it very, very digital and raw, which has been present in the project for a really long time. But I think it's really cool that this artist has been able to evolve on the current trajectory that they're on. I guess I'm going to play Your Skin by Pluco. It's very vibey, very chill, and not at all what is about to follow from two songs by the same artist 3 or 4 years later. Speaks a lot to Pluco's range. Definitely always been an experimental artist. You'll know that this track here is very poppy, but super fuzzy and dirty and like edited to all heck. It's very, very good. I love it. It's probably one of my favorites from Colorblind. And then we'll get into more of the kind of driven sort of EDM meta songs. I feel like Pluco's really gotten into like hard style lately, which has been super fun and blends so well with his style. But so that you know what I'm talking about and not just hearing me talking, let's get into the music for a little bit. And then from there, we might play more Beast Boy, even though I've played like 3 shows in a row, I think. We've got some Must Die as well. And I don't know, the new Night Punk as well. Really good. We got a stacked show, I think. But kicking it off, here's Your Skin by Pluco. A little bit more cutesy, but this is the segue song into the dirt and grime we're about to get into later. So here's Your Skin by Pluco.
Yeah. 2, Mr. and Mrs. Roger Adams, socially prominent young couple, plan to take a trip around the world.
He kept that outro thing going, too. One of these next songs is going to have a wild, kind of out-of-nowhere outro as well. But I played a couple of tracks from this album. I believe I played Sith last time, the ISOXO collab, and Burn, because it's just so, like, raw and slow until it gets into it, and then it's crazy. It hits you like a brick. It's awesome. But the two that I want to play today are, I believe, Bad For Me and Reaching For You. Yeah, they're both just very, very good. I think I'm going to do... this is tough. I'll do Bad For Me first, but recall, same artist. You'll definitely notice a lot of the same sounds, but I feel like the direction and like the energy in it is so much different. It's a lot of fun. I didn't really expect Pluco's like pretty, you know, digital glitch style to really fit into this scene that well, and it really, really does. Or at least Pluco has done a really good job with it, in my opinion. It makes me want to like speed on the highway, and I'm not talking about the car, like running as fast as I can until I'm like out of breath, and then I get in a car and it's going even faster, and then the car goes into a rocket, and then anyway, here's the song.
I can't breathe, and you fade into me. Feel the rush of your heartbeat before I leave. When you tell me you love me, do you mean what you say? I know you're bad for me, I know you're bad for me, I know you're bad.
Give me, baby, give me everything you got right now. I like the way you're bad for me. Give me more, give me more right now. I like the way you're bad for me. Give me, baby, give me everything you got right now.
When I'm with you, I can't breathe, and you fade into me. Feel the rush of your heartbeat before I leave. When you tell me you love me, do you mean what you say? I know you're bad for me, I know you're bad for me, I know you're bad.
Tell me, baby, give me everything you got right now.
So good. I found a more intellectual way to verbalize the whole like running into a car, into a rocket thing. I feel like this music leaves me, it wants to leave me breathless, or I want to be breathless while I'm listening to it. Like I want to sing it until my lungs are like empty, and that like that feeling of like getting that last puff of air out because you're really like squishing it out from like workout or from squishing. Is that what your lungs do to air? Probably. But, like, I don't know, this song, it's all a lot of Pluco's music makes you want to, like, sing it till you're, like, curling up into, like, fetal position, I feel like. And that's how a lot of this EDM album makes me feel, too, which is strange because it's very aggro. A lot of it's super aggro. Anyway, a little bit more of that beautiful computer music from Pluko. Here is Reaching For You, again off of his album EDM.
When the night is over, I'm still looking for you. Know you've been away, but I'm still...
I'm spinning this one back, actually. We're going right back. I just want to say that when I first heard this track, I was like, oh my goodness, he's going back to his colorblind roots. And that's all I'm going to say because... Oh no, I'll say one more thing. I was wrong. Anyway, here's Reaching For You.
When the night is over, I'm still looking for you. Know you've been away, but I'm still reaching for you. Put a smile on my face and then I will pretend. To the day that you come back, I will stay looking for you. When the night is over, I'm still looking for you. Know you've been away, but I'm still reaching for you. Put a smile on my face and then I will pretend. To the day that you come back, I will stay looking for you. When the night is over, I'm still looking for you.
He's a musician and he understands.
And then I thought, I also want to understand. So
maybe you could teach me something about that.
Maybe it's not something that can be taught.
Maybe sound is just something that can be experienced. Sound is amazing.
Because it's like it's gone the moment. It's there, you know. To remember sound. I love remembering sound. It's like a memory of a sound.
I really like that outro, low-key. If you read the lyrics, I don't even know if that's what they're called, the words. It's talking about kind of learning about sound and how sound is also something that no matter how much you know about it, it's still something that you experience at the same time. It's something that's very ephemeral and kind of in the moment, no matter how much you prepare to know about music or prepare to know about sound. And kind of not demystifying, but like, removing the supposition that like any presupposition, I should say, that like artists are inherently tuned to music, and instead it's something that like kind of everyone can experience and love and enjoy. It's so pretty. Very Pluko core too. I feel like it fits with the themes of his project a lot. I want to play... How are we going to do this? Let's see. I want to play more of the Must Die album while we're in this kind of... I mean, that wasn't as aggro as it gets, but, you know, it's getting a little faster, at least. Must Die can bring us there. This, again, is from his album Bloodbath and Beyond, which is an awesome name for an album. I think I played Second Gear and Heartbeats last week. Heartbeats has been on loop pretty much since the show. Like, I listened to it on the way home from the show, even though I played it on the show, and it's been playing, like, every time I start listening to music, that's the one that's, like, starting the queue right now, and then it gets added to the queue later as well, because it's very good. I'm loving it. And I checked out the rest of the album, because I had time, and it's been, like, the new loop, I would say, for the week. I just keep listening to, like, the last five songs a ton. I love Second Gear when I'm, like, I don't know, trying to, like, get out of the funk, like the 4:30 p.m. funk into the 5 p.m., you know, clocking out of the factory that I hate and into the factory that I love. Sorry, I've been playing a lot of factory games lately. But I want to play Recall and Destiny, and I think they go into each other. Recall is just a nasty, nasty song. Like, I feel like Must I has been labeled the villain of EDM, like, in a wholesome sense, just because of his sound design. It's very, like, sheer, and a lot of his earlier songs were called, like, Funeral Zone and, like, Tragedy System and, like, all that stuff, and it was all, like, digital hell, basically. This is, like, kind of different. I feel like it doesn't have the crazy amount of, like, energy and sheerness that was in a lot of his other songs, but it's still, like, it's still pretty gross, and I really like it. It gives me a little bit of a, like, Space Laces vibe too. Really, really loved that album that came out recently, the Voltage one. And then I want to play Destiny because I really like it. That's all. It's a very insightful reason, but I think it's Must I's vocals as well. I think they're all over this album, and that's really fun, first of all, because Space Laces also just started doing vocals, and they're both doing a really good job. Maybe I'm biased, but I love it. It's very, like, in vibe or in fitting with their sound. Very dramatic, very cinematic, very kind of over the top a little bit. Very fun. So let's get into these two tracks, and then, I don't know, we'll go... I'm going to play some Underscores too, because we haven't played it in a long time. The guest has requested it as well, and they picked the good one, so we're going to get into it. But while we're getting rowdier and rowdier, I suppose, let's get to Must I, which is kind of where it goes at the peak. Okay, not really this stuff, I feel like, but he can get there. Anyway, I'll stop yapping. Here's Recall from Bloodbath and Beyond by Must I. Killer intro too. Oh my goodness. This makes me want to, like, go fight cyborgs. Thank you. fade right into Destiny, because they do go right into each other. Sorry to cut this awesome.
There's gotta be a way to know, but it's evading me. I'm never the one in control of destiny. For all my suffering and woe, it's all so plain to see. All I can do is try to show the best of me.
kind of missed my mark there, but I do think we have enough time, and I might just cut some of the other stuff that I was going to play. I want to play Impact as well. This is the closer to the album, and the pre-drop vocal just goes so hard. I love it. And I do think it's a very iconic kind of must-die style sound, which is very a tasteful way to end the album, especially after that last track, because I feel like on each of Must-Die's more recent projects, there's kind of one or two tracks that are a lot more, I don't know if chill is the right word, but whatever that one was, where it's just super, super smooth, and there's some, like, you know, weird editing stuff happening, but it still all falls into a very kind of, not ambient vibe, it's very driven, but, like, I don't know what the right word is for it. Oh, well, maybe you know what I'm talking about. But and then right after that, kind of closing it up with, like, just so that you guys remember that I'm still very, very evil and make evil sounds and evil music. And he's also, like, the nicest person you'll ever meet. Like, Harrison, who used to be on the show, I say this, like, every time I talk about Must Die, works with Must Die and, like, has gotten dinners with him and stuff because he's, like, works with his agent team. And has said that, like, Must-Die is, like, the most, like, caring about everyone individual and, like, just wants to be, like, a good dad and, like, will give up music in a heartbeat if it means, like, he could do something for his community. Like, very, very cool person. So, love that, even though he's evil. He's super, super evil. And you'll hear that in his song, Impact. Again, this is closing out Bloodbath and Beyond. We'll have maybe the PSA, a couple random stuff afterwards. Who knows? We'll get into it. Here's Impact.
to it. So I'ma show you how to do it.
Killer, man. I love it. Especially that last track is so, like, it's very fun. Like, it's very kind of, like, almost goofy for, like, Must Die's project. I feel like it just jumps from, like, segment to segment every, like, four bars or something, four measures. And it's very, it's all over the place, but it's a super fun drop. Love it, love it, love it. While we're on that, I feel like especially that one has some lower end and, like, respaces that I really, really love. And again, so that I can, like, flex that I know anything at all about music. A respace is, like, when you modulate the speed of it while you're playing the bass. Like, the speed of the looped portion of your sound wave. So that you get, like, that kind of engine revving sound that's, like, a... That's, like, a respace. And then you also modulate other things, usually. So you get, like, textures that change in between there as well. But the main point of it is that it sounds kind of like... the, like, you just, like, revved a motorcycle kind of thing. You get that acceleration and then the deacceleration, and my physics professor would kill me for saying that, but whatever. Negative acceleration. But while we're in the respace vibe here, I want to play Umbra by Nightpunk. Nightpunk has consistently put out music that just makes my jaw drop low-key, like, when I first hear it, because it's just never, like, I feel like I should know his project by now, and still every time something comes out, I'm like, you did it again, Nightpunk. And I feel like especially some of these, like, respaces are so, like, wild. Like, I don't know. I felt like I'd heard a respace, and I have heard of most of them, you know, for the past, like, 8-10 years. And yet again, Nightpunk drops something that is so in line with everything I've heard before, and yet so, like, so very different. I genuinely don't know how to describe it other than that. So let's get into it. This is Umbra by Nightpunk. Very, very fun vibe here.
Let's get down.
So good. I love that weird like flute Reese thing, whatever it is in that second drop. It makes my face scrunch up all weird, which is the best kind of music. We got one more and then I'll do the PSA. I promise, FCC, I will share so much knowledge with the good people listening to my show. And they're good people because everyone else is evil, and only the best people in the world are people who hear this message right now. And I love you, and you'll have sweet dreams for the rest of your life. It'll be perfect. And if that doesn't happen, that wasn't the PSA, by the way. That's so far from the truth, unfortunately. But you're gonna grow strong through the hardships, I'm sure. Anyway, I'm gonna play the Alley Cat Heads Will Roll remix because it's awesome. And come to think of it, I do think this might be the one that Jane Remover like sampled for that track, because it is very similar. And this was definitely out first. But yeah, very classic track, Heads Will Roll by the Yeah Yeahs in A-Track. And then this is the Alley Cat flip. And on Alley Cat news, just real quick, I was talking about it with my guest. Alley Cat announced their collab project with Crankdat. And for the longest time, I was really thinking it was going to be called Alley Dat, just because that's like what fits. And they went with All Dat. And I'm like, that actually goes so much harder. And they really are All Dat. Like every time I see a picture of them like living their best life, I'm like, first of all, deserved. Second of all, I hate you and give it to me, because they're like both beautiful individuals and just living their best lives and making incredible music, and they look so happy together, and it's so, ugh. Okay, anyway, here's the Heads Will Roll Alley Cat flip. Very hard. I love it. And very kind of like old school EDM dubstep noises, which is what Alley Cat's been about for a while now. So shouldn't be too surprising, but super, super fun. Let's get into it. Maybe. Oh, wait. Hold up. Autoplay moment. Okay, here we go. Let's get into it. Yeah. banger. Banger alert. Very, very good. I love the flip on that second drop, too. Leaning into that, whatever that noise is. And that's in the original, I think. That so sick. I remember when I first heard that, and I was like, this is music, man. Not the remix, like, catching my breath. We were moving a little bit. Whew! Head banging. But very, very cool sound. I feel like that's when I first got really... that's when I knew I really liked those, like... shrill arpy little blip bloops that got me really into like Subtronics and that sphere. Okay, you know what's a good thing to do when I'm catching my breath? Read some information. Is this the one you want to do it? No. Annoyed by all the loud noise and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport, this dog saying make it stop seems like it. Are you annoyed by all the... That's what I just said. Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. A public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, I like directly work with the FAA, and I don't really know how much of that I can say, but they don't always make the best decisions. It's okay, though. They're doing their best. I don't know where that voice came from, but they are I hope it's not their best, frankly. That would make me feel bad about the trajectory of, like, general average human intelligence. But that being said, unfortunately, I do think that decision is probably wise. I'm also studying a lot of, like, wake data right now, and you really, really, really don't want the wakes to be pushed by that northwest wind into some of the more, like... northwest runways, because that could like tilt those planes from left to right as they're taking off, and that's bad news. Bad news bears for the people in tilted planes usually. So wow, that was a really unsympathetic way to talk about pretty much every airplane crash that's ever happened. But that's what the PSA hour is for. Okay, moving on. Let's get into some music and save me from digging myself into a hole here. I'm going to play Innuendo again by Underscores. This is off of the album You, fantastic album. The album came with a wallet picture, and it's in my wallet, of course, because we love Underscores. And I think this is definitely like the hot bop from the album. Like, a lot of it is very fun. I think this album is very much when Underscores leaned into kind of like feeling herself and really being like, you know... She's always kind of made the statement that she doesn't want to be like a pop star and be like famous. And unfortunately, I think she's kind of getting to the at least the micro celebrity point for sure. And kind of leaning into that dynamic a little bit more, even if it's just for like the show. Because I mean, you watch the interviews and she is still like so nervous. It's really funny. But this one's really hot. I feel like this song makes me feel like a hot person when I'm listening to it. And I love, love, love music like that. So let's get into it with Innuendo, I Get You by Underscores. Also, killer opening on this one. When I first came on, I was in the like YouTube album release listening party thing. And that chat was going crazy. You're like, Underscores, what did you just get yourself into? And also... if you don't know what you've gotten yourself into, it's that time for me to say this is / has been Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's get into it with Underscores and dance to this one. You have to. That is a requirement. I don't care that it's almost 11 p.m. in the EST time zone. You must get up and shake your booty.
Innuendo, tell me but don't tell me, tell me but don't tell me, tell me but don't tell me, I can't let go, even after one too many,
I miss my mani pedi. I need a longer mani skirt. Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm a knockout, but I'm way too easy on the target. I get you. I already know.
My cue. I was dancing. It's so good. It's been a minute since I've listened to that. Thank you. That's a good one. That was a rec from our silent guest. We've got like 30 seconds. You want to not be a silent guest or not to pressure you or anything, but
sure. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
My name is Sai.
Hi, Sai.
I'm a friend of the host, and this is my first time here.
Woo!
Woo!
You've got an incredible radio voice. I'm sure. I couldn't hear it, but like, I'm sure it's fantastic. That's about time for the show. We can go a little later. Do you have anything else you want to play? Otherwise, we can wrap it up, I think. Did I have anything else I want to play? I don't mean to keep you either. I don't mind walking back.